Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world comes, and has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let's go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he trims it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. The person that abides in me and I in him, that person brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a person abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done to you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. You continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do to you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they had not had sin. But now they have no coat for their sin. He that hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now they both have seen and hated, both me and my Father. But this comes to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does God service. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me. And none of you ask me, to what place do you go? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe on me. of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it to you. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you shall not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, What is this that he says? A little while. We cannot tell what he says. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said to them, Do you inquire among yourselves of what I said? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful. But your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish, for joy that a baby is born into the world. And you now, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no one can take from you. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full.